support future legal action. The group, some of whose members are armed, has been going door-to-door in El Paso, Mesa, and Weld counties in Colorado, using public voter lists to identify areas where they believe ballots were fraudulently cast, the Colorado Times Recorder reported last year. The report promoted an alert from Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who warned voters of unofficial canvassing efforts and urged residents to report harassment and threats to local law enforcement or the Justice Department. Defendants' objectives are clear. By planning to, threatening to, and actually deploying armed agents to knock on doors throughout the state of Colorado, U.S. Election Integrity Plan, or USEIP, is engaged in voter intimidation, the lawsuit states. U.S. Election Integrity Plan's public-facing actions are a clear signal to Colorado voters, especially voters of color, that to vote in an upcoming election means facing interrogation by potentially armed and threatening U.S. Election Integrity Plan agents at their doorstep thereafter. The lawsuit claims that some members have worn badges and falsely accused voters of fraud. Sometimes, armed and donning badges to present an appearance of government officiality, the U.S. Election Integrity Plan agents interrogate voters about their addresses, whether they participated in the 2020 presidential election, and if so, how they cast their vote, the complaint says. It is reported that multiple agents have claimed to be from the county and have, without any evidence, falsely accused the residents of casting fraudulent ballots. The voting rights group says the group's efforts to seek out areas where they believe voter fraud occurred has largely focused on high-density housing areas and communities experiencing a growth in the number of minority voters. No one should have to be afraid to go to the polls or fear that doing so will mean being threatened in their own homes. Courtney Holstetler, senior counsel for Free Speech for People and one of the lawyers leading the lawsuit, said in a statement, "Free and fair election can only occur when people know that they are able to safely vote without reprisal or intimidation." The group's playbook thanks Mike Lindell, a leading election conspiracy theorist. Smith, the group's founder, attended Lindell's election conspiracy-laden symposium last year in South Dakota, along with former Colorado election clerk Tina Peters, who was indicted earlier this month for her role in leaking sensitive voting systems data that was published by QAnon conspiracy theorists and right-wing websites. Griswold's office said earlier this year that Smith had also convinced another election official, Elbert County Clerk and Recorder Dallas Schroeder, to make copies of his office's hard drives, and he later gave to unauthorized people in violation of election rules. Sean Smith, the head of U.S. Election Integrity Plan, last month led a "lock her up" chant while discussing Griswold at a rally and said that if you're involved in election fraud, you deserve to be hanged. He can also be seen in a video among a group of violent Donald Trump supporters who clashed with police outside the Capitol on 6th of January 2021. He was accompanied by Colorado State Representative Ron Hanks, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate who has also pushed false election claims. Sean Smith is also the president of another election integrity group called Cause of America, also funded by Mike Lindell, which Sean Smith announced on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast. U.S. Election Integrity Plan appears to have fully embraced the QAnon conspiracy theory Its website and the first page of its playbook include the slogan, "We are the plan," frequently associated with QAnon believers. During a presentation organized by Sharona Bishop, the former campaign manager for Representative Lauren Boebert, the U.S. EIP leader, Corey Anderson, who is also a member of the anti-government 3%er militia, described the briefing as being red-pilled, according to the Times Recorder. That expression, originally drawn from The Matrix, is popular among QAnon followers and other far-right conspiracy theorists. The lawsuit names Sean Smith as well as co-founders Holly Kaysen and Ash Epp, who was also at the Capitol on 6th of January 2021. It alleges that their attempted canvassing for election fraud evidence had the purpose and effect of intimidating Coloradans from voting, trying to vote, helping others to vote, supporting or advocating for certain political beliefs, or exercising the right to speak, peaceably, assemble, or petition the government for redress of grievances, in violation of Section 11B of the Voting Rights Act. The lawsuit also accuses the group of violating a section of the Ku Klux Klan Act that bans conspiracy to interfere with civil rights. Sadly, efforts to intimidate voters are nothing new, the NAACP General Counsel Jeanette McCarthy Wallace said in a statement. The NAACP has a long and proud history of opposing those who would seek to thwart democracy. We could not sit idly by and allow voters to potentially be bullied out of exercising their right to vote. The lawsuit does not offer specific examples of voters being intimidated or harassed by armed canvassers, but last year, US EIP leader Charity McPike urged our members to provide security for the group. "We're attempting to line up security. However, anyone who carries protection might want to let us know so we can offer your cell phone numbers to those who are concerned," McPike said, according to Colorado polls. "No voter should ever feel threatened in the safety of their own home," Selena Stewart, League of Women Voters chief counsel, said in a statement. "The nefarious actions of US EIP are a blatant form of voter intimidation used to target, with the intent to silence, Colorado voters of color, which is in clear violation of the Voting Rights Act." The US EIP is also working with the Colorado Republican Party on its election integrity operations, according to the Times Recorder. A US EIP member is in charge of the GOP's program and has given joint presentations with Epp, the group's co-founder. Heidi Gernal, the leading Republican candidate for Colorado governor, promoted the group during a recent event, declaring that they are doing great things. US EIP did not respond to a request for comment. The group's website says it plans to expand to other states, including Arizona, Georgia, and New Hampshire. Its training material is already being used by conspiracy theorists in Utah, who call themselves the Utah Voter Verification Project, according to the Salt Lake Tribune.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Thank you. log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
Imamat yek asle zinde ast dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Stay tuned.
بینی و بین الله این همیت به نماز برکت میاره رسعت میاره
I swear by Allah that no deed but salat on time can bring you blessings and bounties in life. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions could go to their tent and do their salat. However, Imam decided to hold the salat in congregation to show the enemy that salat is the main pillar of Islam and the best way to express your servitude to Allah. Even two of the companions of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam were martyred on Karbala to protect their imam when he was leading the salat. One of them was Sa'id ibn Abdullah, who didn't fight in Karbala but was martyred when he acted as a shield against the arrows and spears of the enemies.
که اومد آقا بالا سرش و وفایت آقا من وفا کردم از من راضی است
امام الحسین علیه السلام when found Sa'id ibn Abdullah on the ground went to him and put his head on his knees Sa'id ibn Abdullah asked O Imam, was I faithful to you? Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam answered, you will reach paradise sooner than me. Sacrifices like this were all made for the sake of Islam and Salat. Even after the tragedy of Karbala, where all the tents were on fire and all the men were martyred, it is recorded that Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha and Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam hold the Salat at night. Therefore, one way to help our Imam is to do our Salat on time. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website www.parstoday.com Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care. Food for thought.
Salam everyone, and how about listening to a prophecy from the Prophet's seventh infallible heir, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, when asked by someone whether he was the Qa'im with the truth? I also rise truthfully, but the real Qa'im is he who will remove the enemies of God from earth and will fill it with justice. He shall be my fifth descendant. His absence will be lengthy, during which multitudes will turn away from the faith, while only a few will uphold it.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. From the Messenger of Allah, all kinds of knowledge can be placed in three general categories. One, external and sensory, another, the allegorical world, the third, the intellectual one. Social science, jurist perspectives, and precepts and transactions are examples of the first category, while rational sciences are instances of the third type, that is, intellectual one. Yet what is related and complementary to the second type is called ethics.
ما Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his sayings, Imam Khomeini has said that Islam was neither oppressor nor accepts oppression, and we want to be so, neither to oppress nor to be oppressed. Now, this is clear statement of Islam, because Islam is the religion of justice. Islam talks about justice, and it is all about justice. The difference between capitalism, the socialism, and Islam is based on justice, because Islam calls for justice, and it is from the foundations of Islam. That is why Islam is different from the capitalism and socialism. Therefore, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is also referring to the justice, and he is talking against the oppression and to be oppressed by someone or to oppress someone. So Islam was neither oppressor nor accepts oppression, and that's why Islam raises its voice against any kind of oppression in the world. If anyone is oppressed by anyone, Islam is against the oppressors, and Islam never accepts it. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. Even in the Quran, in the chapter 4, verse 108, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, after revealing some verses, He says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ. These are the revelations of Allah that is in front of you. This Quran is the revelation of Allah. نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. We recite them to you in truth. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah desires not injustice onto the world, which means that Allah never desire to oppress the worlds. So Allah is talking about the justice. Allah never desires an injustice to His creatures. So He always talk about justice. And we can see that in many, many verses, there the word adl and qist is being used, that when you deal financially, deal with justice. When you live with the people, live with justice. Even if your brother has done an oppression to someone, because he's your brother, do not take his side. Take the side of the one who's been oppressed. Take the side of the one who is on the truth, because Islam is the religion of truth and haqq, and it calls towards the truth. And we, our deeds should be in line with this teachings of Islam. It should be in line. And that's what Imam Khomeini says, that we want to be so, neither to oppress nor to be oppressed, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Congratulations to everyone at the start of spring and revival of nature. Happy Iranian New Year!
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news, with the light.
Egypt's rich history seems to be a gift that keeps on giving. The country has unveiled some exquisite, newly discovered tombs. The pharaonic tombs were found at the Saqqara archaeological site south of Cairo. The site is a big necropolis of Memphis, an ancient capital of Egypt. The graves belonged to a senior royal official, or rather senior royal officials. Some of the graves are engraved with interesting titles such as Steward of the Royal House and Supervisor of the Garden. The tombs are around 4,000 years old, dating back to the Old Kingdom of Egypt.
Nowruz, or the Persian New Year, is celebrated worldwide by millions of people, including the people in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The region, known for its natural beauty worldwide, turns magical each year during its spring season. To mark nature's revival, the people of Kashmir have dedicated a day to thank the mesmerizing beauty of spring. Our correspondent Shahana Bhatt reports.
As the spring season begins in Kashmir, the earth turns lush green and the trees bear colorful blossoms, with the sky visibly blue and waters clear and glassy. After a not-so-harsh winter this year, the people of Kashmir are welcoming the onset of spring. Nowruz, or the Persian New Year, marks the beginning of spring and is celebrated on March 21st. New trees are planted while people offer prayers and seek God's help for a prosperous year.
Each year we await this season so that we can plant new trees. The process of their growth gives us hope, and that hope teaches us that God has set a time for everything. We can't fast-track it. We can only do our best efforts.
On the occasion of Nowruz, women in Kashmir prepare unique dishes made from lotus stem and fish. Mehra and her sister have a busy day today. Friends and family are invited to relish the moment.
We have been taught by our mothers and grandmothers to cook these delicacies on the special occasion of Nowruz. It requires lots of dedication, and what matters is that this food brings friends and families together, and a lot of positive energy is exchanged. For us, Nowruz is not just an occasion, but it marks a fresh beginning of love, growth, and prosperity.
On the occasion of Nowruz, the Kashmiri administration often organizes musical festivals to add fervor to the celebrations. People, especially children, visit these musical festivals in large numbers so that the year starts with cheerful memories. This year, scores of tourists have also come to witness Kashmir's spring.
We had heard that Kashmir looks magical, but we witnessed in reality that this land looks fabulous, especially the spring season.
The early arrival of tourists has added a lot of positivity to Kashmir's tourism sector, which has been hit hard by years of political instability and turmoil. Persian culture is deeply rooted in Kashmir, and celebrating Nowruz is a sign of its influence.
Nowruz marks a new beginning, and after suffering decades of political instability and 2 years of the COVID pandemic, people are only hoping for a return back to a normal life and an everlasting peace. Shahana Bhatt, Indian-administered Kashmir.
Turkey inaugurates the world's longest suspension bridge over the Dardanelles Strait. The bridge is more than 2 kilometers long and connects Turkey's European and Asian shores. It cuts travel time between the two locations to just 6 minutes. A consortium of Turkish and South Korean firms began constructing the huge bridge in 2017 with a budget of 2.5 billion euros. 5,000 workers participated in the colossal undertaking. Passenger vehicles must pay a fare of 200 Turkish liras, or around $14 to use the bridge. In Peru, paleontologists have unearthed the skull of a ferocious marine predator that is an ancestor of the modern-day whale. The 36-million-year-old skull was dug up intact after it was discovered in Peru's southern desert. The fossil belongs to an ancient mammal whose contemporary descendants include dolphins. Recreations of how the animal looked like show it mostly resembles a giant lizard that moved like a snake. Paleontologists say it was a top predator measuring some 12 meters long.
The discovery is very important because the skull is in a perfect state of preservation. The skull and the jaw are in the right anatomical position. The teeth are complete. It's very possible this might be a new Basilosaurus species. If this is so, there is no other fossil like this one anywhere else in the world.
Salas further explained when the ancient animal died, its skull might have sunk to the bottom of the seafloor where it was quickly preserved. The skull, measuring 1.3 meters long, was unveiled at Lima's Museum of Natural History. The Peruvian desert is rich in fossils and offers scientists 42 million years' worth of evolutionary evidence. Other fossils found there include the four-legged dwarf whale and sharks, among others.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A painter in Pakistan shifts from trucks to trainers to uncover a hip new canvas for his famous truck art. Haydar Ali says he works on each pair of shoes for up to 4 days, and his paint of choice is mainly acrylic. He also uses other forms of durable material such as oil paint to get the job done. The seasoned artist charges select clients $400 for each set. His designs feature intricate bespoke patterns including flowers, peacocks, and wildly colorful motifs. He says new requests typically arrive every 4 days. Orders for painted trainers started pouring in for the truck artist after a surge of social media interest.
Ideas keep popping up for me, and sometimes clients have ideas. A client came to me from the US asking for a painting on some shoes. I told him an exorbitant fee to discourage him, but he agreed, so I decided, let's do it then.
He has dispatched 8 pairs to various places in Pakistan and abroad since he first started painting trainers in January. Ali comes from a family of truck artists who made a living off of painting lorries. He came to international fame when his work was exhibited at a museum in the U.S. 2 decades ago. So far, the veteran truck artist has applied his craft to an airplane as well as a passenger car, among others. The art form is mainly seen on Pakistani trucks, and today, the trade is one of the country's most famous cultural exports.
Archaeologists have discovered a 500-year-old Aztec altar with 164 stones in Mexico City, Mexico's largest starfish offering discovered to date. Archaeologists believe it was built around the year 1500. Jaguar bones and other remains such as sea shells were also found. Scientists believe the fossils found correspond to a species known as chocolate chip sea star or Nidorella armata.
This is really interesting because if you think about it, chocolate chip sea star looks like the skin of a jaguar. It's orange with the dark spots. Probably that is why this species was selected, but we still need to analyze all the starfish because we found 160 of them and we think they all belong to the same species, but we need to research further every one of them.
According to experts, the location of the altar within the Templo Mayor complex and the jaguar motifs suggest the offering was related to the war. Mexico is brimmed with archaeological sites of several civilizations, including Aztecs. Retired racehorses could be retrained for a new role as so-called therapy horses. According to a study led by the University of Bristol, veterans and disabled children, as well as those struggling with mental health issues, can benefit from the therapy horses. The three-year study aims to provide a global standard for the racing industry and a toolkit for retraining racehorses. A racehorse's career can last anywhere between 2 and 10 years, but better could be done to make use of these beautiful creatures soon after they're retired.
So racehorses, when they finish their racing careers, and they can finish as young as sort of 3 or 4 years old, they really don't want to be just standing around in fields for the next 20, 30 years. And they're so versatile that there's, I really believe there's a job for 99% of them. I think there's almost a sixth sense with the horse. People needing therapy, whether that's mental health or physical disabilities, there seems to be sort of something that gels between a horse and a human.
Horse trainers say with the thoroughbred's lifespan between 25 to 30 years, this study's aim is crucial for their long-term welfare. Over 7,000 racehorses end their career every year in Britain, with many going into eventing and pleasure riding. A killer whale beached on a Mexican shore has been rescued by locals and environmentalists. Volunteers with a group called Youth Allied to the Environment helped carry the orca out of the sea. The whale was loaded onto a truck and taken to a large dock for medical examination. Volunteers say locals gathered to form a human chain in an effort to quickly fill the tub with water. The orca is being treated at a marine biology department of the Yucatan Autonomous University. Veterinarians say the whale appeared to have some pulmonary problems and will be released back to the ocean after the recuperation.
To some people, it is just garbage, but to this Filipino woman, recyclable items have become a source of livelihood as she turns them into beautiful outfits. Leonora Biovaje is an experienced dressmaker who can weave and stitch nearly any type of material together to make fashionable frocks and gowns. She uses newspapers, plastic wrappers, and rice sacks as her clothing materials. She says rice sacks have the advantage of print and patterns, which both bring texture and color to her designs. This seamstress says she often uses packaging and bubble wraps from her children's delivery orders to make her gowns, among other materials.
It's good to use recycled materials because the cost is inexpensive. All you are really paying for is labor. It is durable, colorful, and we can help the environment at the same time.
She says her dresses sell for $30 to $50 and are used in weddings and other debut events. The recycled materials used for each dress would depend on her client's request. Her designs using recycled materials have also caught the attention of local fashion events. Leonora says she hopes to inspire others to create clothing out of ordinary recycled materials.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special under the title of Holding Grudge in the View of Islam. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.
you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Monday, is the 25th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of March, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al Imran, verse 161. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلَّ وَمَن يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
It is not attributable to any prophet that he would act unfaithfully in regard to war booty. And whoever betrays, taking unlawfully, will come with what he took on the day of resurrection. Then will every soul be fully compensated for what it earned, and they will not be wronged.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Prophets have always been trustworthy. The one who wants to train some trustworthy persons, some not himself be treacherous. Unfortunately, today there are many treacherous figures among the non-heavenly leaders. Not all the companions have enough faith. Some of them were so that who might prove treacherous actions unto the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The weakness of faith from one side and the love of the world from another side set men to suspect against the prophets. Holding grudge in the view of Islam is the topic of this episode of today's special. Be with us. It might be bad experiences from our past or little things that irritate us on a daily basis. Regardless of the context, sometimes we find it hard to let these ill feelings go, bury the hatchet, put the past behind, forgive and forget. The psychological act of hanging on to hate, resentment and anger is referred to as bearing a grudge. There are those people who permanently hold grudges against anyone who has hurt them. They might think that remaining bitter is a show of a strength or victory over the disagreement. Unfortunately, this couldn't be further than the truth. Grudges, like all things that trigger stress, are eventually destructive to our bodies as well as our minds. This poison can lead to anxiety, self-doubt, confusion, depression, an inability to concentrate, sadness, hopelessness, and a whole host of other negative emotions that cripple our everyday existence.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasteen. Regarding holding grudge,
feeling hatred about someone or some people, it indicates that this kind of feeling or this kind of anger is quite momentary and it removes, automatically. However, according to a piece of hadith related from, quoted from the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, "Al-mu'minu yahqad madan fi majlisih, fa'idha qama dhahaba anhu al-hiqd." A believer, a faithful believer, may feel, may have a feeling of grudge or a feeling of hatred. However, when he leaves the association, the company or the ceremony, this feeling goes with the wind. According to the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam, only those people can be regarded as intellectual, as wise people who keep no hatred in themselves. Because this kind of hatred makes one to be always in a state of inconvenience and instability. Imam Ali alayhi salam, once Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated that avoid backbiting, because it creates hatred in other people. And Imam Ali alayhi salam elsewhere indicated thus, avoid making jokes, because it may cause feeling of hatred or feeling grudge. And it's a kind of a slight abusing other people. There are some reasons for feeling grudge or for having or feeling hatred regarding other someone else. One of them is animosity, enmity.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
The main problem in holding grudge. Dear friend, on the continuation of today's special, we look at the main problem in holding grudge. We need to get over look into ourselves to know what makes us hold the grudge. Sometimes we mad at our parents, siblings, or friends. Then without knowing the truth, we bring the grudge until we have grown up. As the heartbreaking countries, it will destroy our relationship with others. And yes, the main problem of holding a grudge is that destroys the relationship. That is why we need to let it go and make a good deed instead of a bad one. In the Quran, Surah An-Nahl, verse 97, mention about this. Whoever works in virtue, both men and women, in a state of faith, would surely give him a good life, and we will reward him with a reward that is better than what they have done.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
One question, what should I do when someone doesn't forgive me? One answer, be patient. You can't force someone to forgive you. You can't tell someone to let the past go. You can't tell someone to get over the pain and heal. There is nothing you can do about these circumstances except to be patient. Yes, keep doing the good things as your amends for the one you've wronged and being patient with it. This is why the time becomes a big matter in society. Moreover, Allah loves them with the patient. In the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 153, mentions about this. O believers, ask for help to Allah patiently and offer prayers. Truly, Allah is with those who are patient.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله. The remembrance of Allah cleanses your soul, cleanses your heart. Then you wake up one day, you have no problem with anyone. With anyone, you have no problem. In fact, rather than cursing your enemies, you pray for them. It's a big difference, my friends. Big difference. It's a big leap between cursing them and praying for their guidance. Big difference. That is our imams. Our imams used to pray for their enemies. They would not curse them. They pray for them. This is one of the takeouts of the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we have it, and you have it in your heart. Take it with you. Teach your children. Don't keep rancor inside, because your heart gets sick. And if your heart one day, la samahallah, God forbid, if your heart gets sick, you pay the price. You are the first casualty, not your enemies. You are the first casualty. You're going to have an ailing heart. And an ailing heart would not allow you to enjoy this life. It would not allow you to enjoy your family, your kids, your neighborhood, your friends, and others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow on our hearts and minds the best health, inshallah. And we have the power, the ability, the patience to take out the grudge, inshallah. And we can, those who hurt us, we can pray for their guidance. Every day of our life is a day of struggle between truth versus falsehood, between justice versus injustice, between goodness versus evil, between love versus hate. Every single day. I would not say once a week or once a month. Every single day we see and we observe and we experience this confrontation between the two camps. And God says, paradise is not free. It's not free. You have to pay. You have to pay for it. God says in this verse in Surah Al-Imran, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. You suppose, you assume that God opens the gate of paradise for you and say, تَفَضَّلُوا. You are welcome. أَهْلًا وَسَهْلًا. No. He will do that, but after he knows, he makes sure that حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ. Those who really struggled in this life, they were steadfast. يَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And those who are patient. It requires a lot of patience.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. La fata illa Ali Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.